here's a story from The World.
We're going to have a talk about Indian food now. What we're not going to do is dive into the fracas over the Washington Post columnist who incorrectly dissed Indian food as, quote, based entirely on one spice, end quote. No, we're going to explore the pleasures of Indian cuisine with food writer, cook, and photographer Nick Sharma. He moved to the States from India in his early 20s. His books include Season and The Flavor Equation. Nick joins us from Oakland. So thanks for being here, Nick. Let's talk first the range of spices you use in your cooking. And yes, you can mention curry, or should I say curries, because there are different spice mixes that make different kinds of curries, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't have a problem saying the word curry, but I have never used curry powder myself.
So what are some of the spices Americans will have heard of that go into curries?
I guess turmeric is the first thing that comes to mind.
Turmeric, yeah.
Because most curries tend to be yellow in color, at least with the curry powder that they've been using. So I know turmeric is something that is the quickest thing. The second thing I think would be cumin, and the third spice would be coriander. I would think these three spices are probably what comes to mind when people say curry.
What do you bring into your own cooking to kind of vary the different kind of curries that you make?
So I actually don't use turmeric a lot. I just think it's one of those spices that needs to be used wisely, too much, and then things start to taste pungent. But in terms of spices, I do use cumin, I do use coriander, but I also use spices like nigella, fennel, fenugreek. There's just so many spices available, and I think it's a shame to kind of restrict one's repertoire just to like a blend.
So as you know, Thailand and Japan also have curries. Are any of the kind of spices that you use in India, do they transfer over to those countries, or is that a completely different story altogether?
Oh, no, absolutely they do. Because, I mean, if you think about it, borders were something that were defined much recently. And before that, and even now, you know, the spices are still traded. And especially in Southeast Asia, where you do find a lot of these recipes that are called curries, you do have a lot of these spices that are similar or the same ones that are being used, but in different combinations and in different ways, which is what makes those dishes unique and special. So you'll see ginger and garlic, which is used in a lot of Southeast Asian cuisines to build flavor. You'll see cumin again. You'll see chilies, which is something that came from the New World to the Old World. And so you will see chilies play a significant part in these dishes.
Nick, what part of India are you from and how has that influenced your cooking?
I'm originally from Bombay on the west coast in India, but my dad's from the north of India, and then my mom's from Goa, which is on the west coast. And so my influences in cooking are very coastal because that's what I'm most familiar with. So coconut is one of the ingredients actually that plays a huge part in my cooking.
Do you keep those influences separate or are you inclined to kind of merge them all together?
I do what comes most naturally to me, and that is to kind of avoid thinking of things as static elements. I think of them as much more fluid and they evolve as I evolve. So that's how my cooking is. For example, if turmeric is going to benefit the flavor in the dish, then I'll use it. If not, I'll stay away from it.
India, of course, is a huge country with a lot of diversity ethnically, linguistically, culturally. What part of India does the food in most Indian restaurants in the U.S. reflect?
Typically, it usually reflects the food that is cooked from the northern parts of the country, especially on the northwestern side. So from the states of Punjab, and then a lot of Indian food that has been popularized in the West has traditionally been food from the Mughal Empire. So the Mughal influences in India who ruled India for a really long time. A lot of that food is quite popular in restaurants.
Mm. And as an Indian immigrant in the United States, how has that influenced your recipes in terms of ingredients you use or maybe just the impulse to experiment?
It definitely creates a room for me to talk about the food that I don't see on menus, also the food that's not traditionally spoken about in mainstream media. So I take this as an opportunity to talk about the foods that I think people should know about. For example, I use a lot of tamarind in my cooking because, again, that's something that I grew up using in my food as a souring agent. And so you'll see a lot of my recipes that will use tamarind in different ways. So I try to bring a different perspective on Indian cooking to my work.
All right, final question. Chicken tikka masala. What did you know about this dish that seems to be in every Indian restaurant in the United States before you arrived in America?
I have eaten chicken tikka masala in India. It's not that I haven't. It's just not one of those dishes that I normally reach out to on the menu. Yeah, it's just not that special to me.
Why not? Everybody loves it, it seems. I mean, is it authentic at all in India?
I mean, I feel like authenticity is something that changes with time.
Mm.
You know, it's something that evolved. It's a dish that was created for a specific reason in restaurants, and it's popular. So I wouldn't call it authentic, but I wouldn't also say it's not authentic, because it's become a part of things over time. And I think one of the things we need to remember with food is that it evolves over time. What was once not a tradition then becomes a tradition after it's repeated again and again.
So what is your goal as a food writer and food creator living in the U.S., Nick?
My goal with food has always been to talk about the food that excites me, and also to use this as a moment to teach people about new ingredients, new flavors, and hopefully, you know, this is something that they bring into their homes.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us about it. Nick Sharma, food writer, photographer, and cook. Thank you very much for being with us, Nick.
Thanks a lot.